Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
For 20 years, Blanca Simpson wasn't just the Murdaugh family's housekeeper. She was Maggie Murdaugh's confidant, her right hand, the person Maggie pulled into a room and shut the door to cry with when Alec's financial world was collapsing around them. Now the conviction that was supposed to be the last word for Maggie and Paul has been erased, not because of what the jury heard, but because of what a court clerk whispered to them while they were hearing it. Joining me to discuss how she feels about all this, what it means going forward, is Blanca Simpson, Maggie's housekeeper, Alec Murdaugh's former housekeeper, Paul Murdaugh's former housekeeper, the woman who was there in the home and knew them better than most. She joins us once again to discuss this case. The other day, obviously, the big news comes down. The Supreme Court overturns the verdict. All five justices, unanimous. I mean, we know this had been simmering for a bit. We thought, you know, this very likely could happen. But when it actually did happen, when the news came out, how did it hit you? What was your reaction initially?
You know, I thought I had prepared myself for it. And I thought I would be okay with whatever verdict they came up with, whatever their decision that they made. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, once the verdict came out, it felt like a punch in the gut, to tell you the truth. It really took me for a, you know, I knew it was coming and I could understand, you know, and I respect the court's decision, but still, you know, it still hits hard. It really does. 'Cause here we go again.
And, yeah,
you know, people starting to get back to normal and now here we go again.
I mean, a lot of things I'm sure run through your mind. What did you do? What was your reaction to that? I mean, did you, sometimes, you know, like you get weird news sometimes and it's like, I just want to go to bed. I want to go put the sheets over my head and be like, okay, I need a couple minutes to process this, or days or whatever. What did you do when with that information, when you got it, how did you start to try to work through it?
I told my husband I was going to the store to get something for dinner.
Yeah.
And, I went to the cemetery. I felt that I had to go to the cemetery and I can't explain it. I don't know. It's almost like I could hear her say, girl, you know, you got to come and see me, you know, that sort of thing. It was just a feeling that I had. I had that urge to go to the cemetery. And I mean, I know they can't hear me. I know they can't, you know, I can't see them, but it was just something that I felt I had to do, was let them know, hey, here we go again.
Did you know you were going to the cemetery when you got in that car, or when you turned the ignition and you started going? Was it initially to the store and then you just like, no, we're going to the cemetery?
That was an excuse that I used. I mean, I still had to go to the store, but my intention, as soon as I heard the news, it was, I don't know, it was just an overwhelming feeling that I had to go there.
When you got to the cemetery, walk us through what happened there? What was it like for you?
And I know people are going to say, well, she was probably doing, it wasn't anything that you do for show. I recorded it because I wanted people to understand that it is a, you know, it's a bad experience. When you go through something like this, you think everything's been resolved. He's in prison. And then all of a sudden you hear the news that he was, basically, it's a technicality, you know, and my voice was really shaky because, like I said, I thought I was prepared, but I really was not prepared for those, you know, the news.
I Fran, your co-author on the book, had told me that you had gone out there and that you made a short video. I have not watched it. Did you say anything to Maggie and Paul when you were at the grave that day?
I think it was something to the effect of, you know, that something about people can go on with their life, but here we go again, or you know, but the only two that can't speak are right here. They can't speak for themselves are right here. And something to that effect.
Yeah.
And then I said, all because of a technicality. And it's hurtful. It's really, really hurtful. You know, people have gone on, maybe people mourn other people different. Maybe I don't know if it's a culture thing, but I was very loyal to her. And you know, it hurts. It really hurts that because somebody wanted a shot at stardom, you know, that here we go again, you know, all over again.
I mean, you got to have a lot of emotions and feelings about that, because I mean, it is a technicality. And you know, people will go into the trial and go, well, the financial this and that. I mean, we can talk about that too, but had this not happened, the odds of us getting here, and when I say this, I mean Becky Hill and her tampering with the jurors, had that not happened, the odds would have been significantly lower of this getting a shot at a retrial. Of course, Alec would have tried no matter what, but this is, seems to be what the big tipping point was, with the financial crimes sprinkled on top, as here's a little even more reason why. When you think about this and you think about Becky Hill and the way that she had handled all of this, I had just watched one of the Murdaugh docs again the other day, and she was in part two of it, talking about her duties and, you know, very, very proud of how she handled it. This was before all the charges came down. But when you see how Becky carried herself, a lot of pride in her position, but you know now behind the scenes what was going on. I mean, what are you saying to Becky Hill in your mind in those moments?
I really can't say that. What I think.
If we had to use a bleep button. I mean, how would you describe it appropriate? I mean, if you could, like what's going through your mind when you think of that? I mean, there's got to be moments of anger there, or what?
You know, my main focus is with folks that get into positions, especially in the area that we're from. It's small communities all together.
Yeah,
and some people get in positions of power. And instead of using them for good, you know, it's more about them than about why you got that position. You know, And that's my issue, is when you get in a position or when you promise you're going to do something, you know, for the people, do it for the people, not because of you trying to get something out of it. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know. You have to have some kind of values and morals with that. And it really does upset me that, you know, some people get certain positions and abuse those positions because of the status that they carry. I don't know if I make sense, you know, and I mean, lately you see a lot of that in the news. It's like you get elected to a position, you get selected for a position, you go and you work in a certain position, and it kind of makes you feel like you're above the law or you're above everybody and you can do as you please. Well, perhaps, but she should have measured the enormous amount of publicity that this case was getting, and that there was the possibility of no chance. She should have never thought that she was above, you know, the law or above anything else. She should have done her job the way she should have done, you know, she should have performed her job. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, the glamour, the celebrity, the Hollywood lights, you know, New York, whatever, you know, everything was focused around her. And the documentary that you're talking about, I was shocked when I saw her basically almost narrating.
Yeah.
And it did that stung when I saw her doing that, because mm-hmm. I was not aware that she was going to be a part of it. Yeah. And most certainly not, you know, narrating or, you know, basically that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, you know, you can, you know, people, I've had some people that have said, you know, well, she's lying and I'm going to make her tell the truth and some stuff like that. But it's like, okay, you know, I told my truth. I said the truth. It does. Some people are going to believe it. Some people are not going to believe it. But what I want to know is, why are you so determined to prove me wrong or to say that I'm saying something that is incorrect? What bed were you hiding under, or what closet were you in for the last 15 years that you know more about the inside works of that family than me? I just want to know which bedroom, under what bed, and in what closet were you hiding, that you can tell me more about this family just by what you've seen and observed. I mean, you can have brothers and sisters that you grew up with, but once you get married and you have your lives apart, you don't tell everybody what goes on within your house. It's kind of like the family kind of separate. You do things together or whatever, but they don't know your odds and ends in the house. Mm-hmm. And people, for some reason, some people don't understand that. You know, when you're around people on the weekends, you have your guard up at times. I know she did. She used mm-hmm. to tell me that all the time. She couldn't be herself. So, yeah, it is. It's been upsetting, but I think this time around, I'm better prepared because of basically talking to you guys. You know, the way you guys ask me questions and all that. I think I'm more prepared this time than I was the last time. The last time, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
At least I know what to expect now.
Do you think, and this is obviously just pure conjecture and just opinion, do you think Becky Hill, that attitude, that way of thinking, that was she a systemic of a bigger problem in that courthouse? Was there a lot of people in that courthouse, in your opinion, that kind of had their own agenda, not necessarily for fame or fortune or selling a book, but here's how we're going to do things. Yeah, there's rules, but here's how we do things here. And just, I'm really wondering how much Becky realized that she was putting her weight on the scale of justice here, or putting her thumbprint on it, or if she just thought she was being folksy. You know, and just, well, you better look out for what he's saying. Just this people that make comments, which is fine at the coffee shop, not when you're overseeing the jury. But exactly. Sometimes people get into those positions of power and then those lines really blur, and they still try to be the folksy coffee shop version of themselves in places where there's reasons you can't do that. It's a legal setup. When you run that through your mind, in your opinion, where do you think Becky was on that? Do you think she, obviously she didn't want it to go this far and have her life destroyed the way she's destroyed it. But I do wonder, was she in her mind just being herself? And I'm wondering what she's telling herself today as she sits on her swing in her front yard as people take pictures of her. I just saw some of those. How far do you think this was going to go in the mind of Becky Hill when she was talking to that jury originally?
I believe she was in the mentality that it was okay, you know, because that's how she is. That's her personality.
Yeah.
I don't think she measured the effect that it was going to have on the case. Mm-hmm. And I just don't believe that she actually, you know, thought it through. And those are positions when I was in the military, I had a top secret clearance for one of the positions that I held. And you just have to learn that certain things you do not discuss. If you want to be a friend of mine or you want to be friendly with me, that's fine. But we don't discuss my job, especially in the position that I was in.
Yeah.
And that's basically how I view it. And that's one of the reasons I'm really passionate about people who get into certain positions. Do your job. Do it for the people that you work for. Don't do it for your glory or your for any kind of gain. You're there to serve a purpose. And in her situation, I think it went above that.
Yeah.
It went way above her head. And, you know, unfortunately, here we are again.
Yeah.
I mean, she was really good. She was very friendly to everybody. And,
yeah,
and I mean, people are now kicking themselves in the bumper.
Yeah, I get how, I mean, she comes across, if you didn't know her and she didn't, you'd be like, oh, she's, you know, this, you know, kind of bubbly lady, you know, and if she just stuck to doing her job, everything would have been fine. But obviously, that's not what happened. Obviously, here we're looking at another trial that's going to be coming up. You're likely going to be called as a witness here. When you look at yourself today, and then you look back 3 years ago as to who you were on that witness stand, how have you changed? Are you the same witness you were 3 years ago? Will you be the same person going into court again when this next trial comes up, if you're called?
My story's not going to change.
No,
I said
no.
What I said, and I meant what I said.
No.
You know, regardless, I think I've grown a lot in the aspect that I'm very nitpicky, or, you know, I kind of pick and choose. I can see people sometimes that don't mean me any good, you know, that, and I've made some really good, I've also met some really good people that have helped me along the way that are in the business that have guided me along. To help me so that I don't stumble. And I'm very appreciative of that. Because I never asked to be put in this position.
No.
I was not expecting I was not expecting all of this from simply testifying. I had no idea what I was going to be asked.
They
had questioned I had no idea. They told me 15 minutes on the stand. That was the most I was going to be on there. And then you're on your way. You know, you can go live your life. You know how they put it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it started going on and on and on, and then the jury going in and out, and, you know, people throwing papers across the floor and all that, I didn't know what to expect.
Sure.
You know, other than I came home and I'm telling you, I went to Walmart thinking that I can pick up the groceries real quick and then head on home. Everybody's probably at work, so they're not watching me. I forgot that people watch the thing on the phone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it's been a roller coaster of emotions. But I think this time around, my story is not going to change.
Sure.
I know what I said, and I know what I saw within that house. I saw them. I saw them for who they were and how they interacted, the type of family that they were.
There's more to come with Blanca Simpson. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're watching or listening so you don't miss any of it. Coming up next, what the jury never heard and what they need to hear in the Alec Murdaugh trial round two. That's coming up with Blanca Simpson next. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that piece of the conversation. Links are in the description for you to weigh in with your thoughts as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.